Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with your brother and servant in Christ, who am I. And we have a wonderful program in store for you tonight. It's part of a series that I'm doing on one of the latest preachers who allowed himself to be consecrated by J. Delano Ellis. The gentleman's name is Lafayette Scales. And we've been doing this series on idiot preachers, dunce preachers, nitwit preachers, dumb preachers who have joined the Joint College of Jackass Bishops. And so before I get into today's audio and breakdown of the audio, let me just remind everyone, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that I am giving a free ebook away. It's called Jackass Church Bishops. This book explains what has happened to the African American church, how the black church in America has been turned into a donkey republic by its ever growing joint college of asinine acting clown bishops. That book is yours. It's 15 chapters long, over 250 pages, over 250 footnotes. It is a great read. It's an academic read. You're going to laugh. You're going to meditate. You're going to ponder. You're going to reflect. And listen, it's the kind of book the Joint College of Bishops, of African American Bishops, never imagined. They never imagined that a book like this would be written. They never imagined it, but it has been, and it is part of a 22-book collection that I have put together, that I've penned. Oh, these books are awesome, and I'm going to give them to you free of charge. I'm going to give them to you as we begin to release them. All you have to do is request the book. You can do so by emailing me, Moses Henry Jones, at Free Church Books. freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Wouldn't you like to receive a free copy? You know, when you go to these churches, nothing's free. Absolutely nothing is free in these churches. They are fleecing you. They are scamming you. They are ripping you off at every turn. What a breath of fresh air to have someone give you a free book, not a dopey book, not a book filled with just hearsay and gibberish, but an academic book that's going to prove to you, because every footnote backs up what I say, it's going to prove to you that your bishop has joined the apostate church of Rome, and for doing that, he's a jackass, or she's a jackass. Whether your bishop is male or female, they're both jackasses. Makes no difference what sex they are. If they happen to join J. Delano Ellis and his Joint College of Bishops, they're jackasses. Plain and simple. Now, what do you have to lose? What, my dear brothers and sisters, what do you have to lose? Now, J. Delano Ellis and his fellow bishops don't want you to read this book. They're gonna say, don't read it. It's gonna fill your head with mush. It's a tool of the devil. The guy's he's an instrument of Satan. I'm not an instrument of Satan. I'm an instrument of God. I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm gonna prove it to you because Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely you give." I'm giving you for free. The Joint College of Bishops won't give you anything for free. They will not give you anything for you. You got to pay for everything you get from them. Everything. So don't be a dunce. Don't be an idiot. Don't be a dum-dum. Read. Educate yourself. The whole purpose of the Roman Catholic Church and her satellite ministries like the Joint College of African American Bishops is to dumb people down. That's why God raised up Martin Luther to bring about the Protestant Reformation during the Dark Ages. Why were they called the Dark Ages? Because people were kept in the dark. And right now we have entered into a second Dark Age where the black church is being kept in the dark. But Christ our Lord, Jesus our Savior, is light. He's the light of the world. And we, his ministers, are ministers of light. And we're not here to dumb you down, but we're here to educate you, to instruct you, to edify you. So order your copy today. If Bishop Scales is listening to my voice right now, if Bishop Lafayette Scales, he's just a recent idiot preacher to join the, and I'm sorry if you're offended, Mr. Scales, I am so sorry. You seem to be a nice guy. You really seem to be a nice guy. I've been reviewing all of your videos on YouTube. You seem to be a nice guy. Confused, but nice. If I had my way, we could go fishing together. We would go deer hunting together. You really seem like a nice guy. But when it comes to the Bible and when it comes to ministry, sir, you're a dunce. You're a dunce. And maybe that's going to hurt your ego. And it should, because you should have done your homework before you joined the Joint College of Asinine, Hee-Hawing, Braying, Jackass Bishops. You should have done your homework, like we're all required to do our homework, whether we're ministers, whether we're preachers, or whether we're laymen. We are all required to do our homework. And Mr. Scales failed to do his homework because had he done his homework, he would have not have joined the Joint College of Bishops. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Listen. Do you think Jesus is going to have mercy on you when you stand before him at the judgment seat? Do you think Jesus is going to go easy on you? No. What does James says? He recommends that few of us be teachers. Why? Because those of us who are teachers will undergo a stricter judgment at the judgment seat of Christ. A stricter judgment. In other words, we're going to be severely judged for what we taught and what we promulgated. So it's better for Lafayette Scales to deal with me now and get turned around and come back to Jesus than to continue on his merry way with J. Delano Ellis and then have Jesus rebuke him at the judgment seat of Christ. Better. It's better. Better that I hurt your feelings now. Better that I bruise your ego right now by calling you an idiot, a dunce, a moron, a clown. That's what you are, sir. And he seems to be a nice guy. A guy I would play basketball with, softball with. I would probably be on the same softball team as him. Like I said, we'd probably go fishing together. But it rubs me the wrong way when these preachers, who are supposed to be extra studious, they're to be super Berean. Listen, a preacher's not supposed to be a Berean. A preacher's supposed to be a super Berean. And you don't know that you've just joined the Harlot Church? You don't know that when they put those scarlet and purple garments on you, that you represent, that you carry the colors of the great whore of Babylon? Shame on you that you don't know that. Shame on you, sir. So I'm talking about this guy named Lafayette Scales. He happens to be the one of the recent guys. that Jane Delano has consecrated. And Jane Delano Ellis is laid up in bed. He has suffered a stroke. He's paralyzed on one side of his body. And he will soon be joining his other buddies in the great beyond. But the damage is already done. Jane Delano, the damage is already done. The damage is already done. In fact, let me read to you the guy who wrote the foreword to his little pamphlet. Jay Delano Ellis calls this a book. I call it a pamphlet. The pamphlet is entitled The Bishopric, a handbook on creating episcopacy and the African-American Pentecostal Church. The guy who wrote his foreword, a Bishop Carl H. Montgomery II, that's the guy who wrote it, he said this about Jay Delano Ellis. Like it or not, credit him or not, Bishop Ellis and his high church thrust has affected the Pentecostal and charismatics at large. In other words, what is high church thrust? Roman Catholicism. Like it or not, J. Delano Ellis has affected the church with his Roman Catholic mumbo jumbo. And I don't like it. You're right, I don't like it. I don't like it. And Christ doesn't like it. And it really matters what Christ likes or doesn't like. And I can tell you right now that Christ does not like the fact that J. Delano Ellis has been running to Rome for years, kissing the Pope's ring and kissing the Pope's fanny, knowing that the Pope is Antichrist, that the Pope is not the vicar of Christ. It is the Holy Spirit that is the vicar of Christ. Jesus said, I will send you another comforter, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, who will lead you and guide you to all truth. Jesus was not talking about some Pope. Only Christ is the head of the church, not the Pope. J. Delano Ellis is one of many antichrist. And I don't like his high church thrust. I don't like the fact that he's brought in Roman Catholicism into the Pentecostal church. And now he's turned the Pentecostal church into the Pentecostal church. And Lafayette Scales has allowed J. Delano Ellis to bamboozle him, to deceive him, to trick him, to hoodwink him. And that's why I call Mr. Scales a dunce. What is a dunce? A dunce is a fool. I'm reading out of the Oxford Thesaurus. A dunce is a fool. A dunce is an idiot, a stupid person, a simpleton, an ignoramus, a dullard, a thickhead, a nitwit, a dimwit, a halfwit, a moron, a cretin, an imbecile. That's right, a numbskull, a nincompoop, a bird brain, a pea brain, a ninny, and finally an ass, A-S-S. That's all, and listen, this is the Oxford, this is the Queen's English. And in the Queen's English, again, let me read these again out of the Oxford Thesaurus. A dunce is a fool, an idiot, a stupid person, a simpleton, an ignoramus, a dullard, a nitwit, a dimwit, a halfwit, a moron, a cretin, an imbecile, a dope, a nincompoop, a numbskull, a bird brain, pea brain, a ninny. And finally, an ass. And it's informal. One of the informal words for dunce is bozo, a lummox. Yes, yes. Anyone who joins the Joint College of Bishops is all those things. And no apology coming. No apology coming. No apology coming. No apology coming. Now, why are you a moron? Why are you an imbecile? Why are you a pea brain? Mr. Scales, because you allowed J. Delano Ellis to sweet talk you as Satan's representative to get you to come under the harlot church of Rome, which according to Revelation 17 is doomed to destruction. And who destroys her? Well, the Bible says the Lord God who is mighty. The Lord God who is mighty is going to destroy her. So Mr. Scales has joined the group of people that God has targeted for destruction. Destruction. Well, let's listen to tonight's audio. And I'm breaking down this 15-minute, it's a 15-minute audio. It's a clip. It's a short clip. It's not, you know, I've seen consecration services where the video is 3 hours long. No, this is 15 minutes, almost 16 minutes. And here J. Delano Ellis is operating as chief consecrator, chief consecrator, because, you know, according to the Roman Catholic Church, when you consecrate a bishop, you need three consecrators minimum, three. You need a chief consecrator and two co-consecrators. Where did J. Delano Ellis get this? I can show you by taking you to the Catholic Encyclopedia, the two Catholic encyclopedias, the one that was published in 1908 by the Knights of Columbus that was sanctioned, that work, that 1908 Catholic Encyclopedia was sanctioned, was paid for by the Knights of Columbus, and then the 1967 edition, which is a different edition of the Roman Catholic Encyclopedia, and they tell you in the format, in the ceremonial, in the consecration protocol, you need to have a chief consecrator and two co-consecrators to make the consecration legitimate. And that's where J. Delano Ellis got his formula from Rome. From Rome. And on page 41 of his dopey book, he says, this is what he tells us, the Joint College of Bishops is Anglican Apostolic by tradition, which means they're Roman Catholic. Roman Catholic to the core. Anglican Apostolic means they're Roman Catholic. That's what it means. So if you want to, listen, Mr. Scales, if you want a copy of the book Jackass Church Bishops, just email me, Moses Henry Jones. It's simple. Just get on your laptop right now or get on your smartphone and just email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com. And Mr. Scales, I will send you a copy today. And listen, I cannot send you any Timothy hay. I can't send you any oats. I can't send you any molasses. I know right now you're in donkey mode, but all you're going to get is a book that will get you out of donkey mode if you take its 15 chapters to heart. I'm not going to perpetuate your donkey behavior by giving you hay, Timothy hay, and oats and molasses. No siree. You know, and no carrot coming. No apples for the jackass. No, absolutely not. You can get a book that'll open your eyes and remove the scales, Mr. Scales. Isn't that ironic that a guy with the last name Scales has scales over his eyes? Isn't that ironic? I find that to be quite ironic. Quite ironic. Quite ironic. Well. Let's listen to J. Delano Ellis, where we left off yesterday. This is a dead ceremonial. This when they consecrate bishops, this type of service is so dead. It's so flat. There is no move of God in any of this. You don't sense the power of the Holy Spirit. It is devoid of God. Devoid of God's unction. Yet J. Delano Ellis, copying the dead religion of Rome, a religion that loves, listen, the Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church just loves to venerate the dead. That's what the Roman Catholic Church is, a religion of the dead. That's what they are. And this is why they venerate relics. What are relics? The bones of saints. That's what they do. They venerate the bones of saints. They kiss the bones of saints. It's disgusting. But it's a dead religion. Because that's all Satan produces is death. It is devoid of any spiritual life, this whole ceremony. Here's J. Delano Ellis, and let's pick up where we left off 2 days ago. And let's listen to what Mr. J. Delano Ellis has to say. Remember, we left off where he anointed Mr. Scales. And he anointed his head, and then he anointed his ears, and then he anointed his big finger, and then he anointed his feet. So technically, J. Delano Ellis anointed the guy in four different places to show that he was to receive God's special anointing from head to toe. Yet, despite the fact of being anointed from head to toe, when you look at Mr. Scales and you listen to him today, all he's doing is braying and hee-hawing like a jackass. So much for anointing me. What did you anoint me with? Donkey oil? Here is J. Delano Ellis, the chief consecrator at this event.
Bishop Scales, thou art called of God, and we believed the recommendation and received the report. We lay hands on you now.
You know, this is sounding pretty weak. This is sounding pretty low. Let me just see if I can get it up. Let me just hold on 1 minute, Sam. Just bear with me 1 minute. We're going to get this right. We've got to get it right. There's too much riding here. There's too much riding on this special. Listen, we got to get this right. We got to get the sound right. We got to get everything right. Bishop, consecration of Bishop Lafayette Scales. Let's see if I can get it now. Consecration of Bishop Lafayette Scales. There we go. Got it here. Now, let me get another speaker here. Let me get another speaker working on our behalf. All righty. And let's see if we can get some better audio here, some better sound quality, because that's too low for my liking. That's too low. All right. Let's see how this sounds. See, J. Delano Ellis is promising this guy that he's passing unto him apostolic succession. Did you catch that? Now, that's very important because, again, this proves that Bishop Scales didn't do his homework because the only organization that can pass on apostolic succession is Rome. Rome. You see, all according to the Roman Catholic Church. Now, We Protestants, we don't believe in apostolic succession, and I'm gonna tell you why in just a few minutes. I'm gonna tell you why we don't believe in apostolic succession. But this is the fable, this is the myth, this is the fairy tale that J. Delano Ellis pushes when he says, "You see, you're not legitimate until an organization like ours that has apostolic succession confers it to you. You're an illegitimate bishop until our organization, which is connected to a real organization that has apostolic succession, you're not legit until we lay hands on you. So you may be a bishop, but you're a bishop without apostolic succession, and that really means that you're a bogus bishop." That's what J. Delano Ellis tells these guys. So here it is again. Listen to this. This is what J. Delano Ellis is going to promise him. Listen closely.
"Thou art called of God. And we believed the recommendation and received the report. We lay hands on you now. We touch your head. We pass on to you apostolic succession, the blessedness that comes with this office."
Well, there cannot be any blessedness that comes from that office, because anyone who joins the Church of Rome is doomed, is cursed. Now, on page 22 of J. Delano's pamphlet, which he calls a book, but it's really a pamphlet. On page 22, this is where chapter 3 begins. The chapter is entitled Apostolic Succession. J. Delano Ellis writes, "No person should have the right to exercise or conduct themselves in any of the episcopal matters of our churches without apostolic succession." In other words, if you're operating as a bishop, but you cannot show proof of apostolic succession, you have not been duly deputized. You are an outlaw bishop, is what J. Delano Ellis is saying. You are an outlaw. You do not carry apostolic authority since you do not have apostolic succession. To get that, you have to come to us. We've got to lay hands on you. We got to confer that to you because it was conferred to us by Rome. So in other words, you are a satellite ministry. Your church becomes a satellite ministry, and you become a satellite stooge of Rome because you get your succession from J. Delano Ellis, and he's connected to the Pope. So he writes here on page number 3 of his book. Remember, the book is entitled The Bishopric, A Handbook on Creating Episcopacy and the African-American Pentecostal Church. He writes here on page 22, "No person should have the right to exercise or conduct themselves in any of the episcopal matters of our churches without apostolic succession." That's one. That's the selling point. You're really a nobody. You're a bishop, but you're not really a real bishop. You're a bogus bishop. You're a wannabe bishop. You're a fake bishop. And in order to make it right, you got to join us. We got to have the ceremony where we make you part of us, and you join this club, and you join this entity, and this entity is tied to Rome. See, that again. So let me continue to read. He says, "No person should have the right to exercise or conduct themselves in any of the episcopal matters of our churches without apostolic succession and..." Here's the second thing, "episcopal dispensations to do so." Episcopal dispensations is that you have been given a law or a badge, if you will, to be a bishop. So how do you get this authority to be the bishop? How do you get a badge to be a bishop? Well, J. Delano Ellis gives you this document at the end of the ceremony that shows your connection that goes all the way back to St. Peter and it goes from Saint Peter through all the popes to you. That's your charter. That's your documentation to show that you are supposedly legitimate. He goes on to write, we believe that bishops are the direct descendants of our Lord Jesus Christ through his apostles. Because of that contention, we hold dear and inviolate our apostolic succession, which we claim through Augustine of Rome. Another name for Augustine of Rome is Augustine of Canterbury. Because obviously Augustine of Rome was a Roman sent by Pope Leo, by Pope Gregory the Great. Pope Gregory the Great sent Augustine of Rome in the 6th century. He sent them to England. So he says, because of that contention, we hold dear and inviolate our apostolic succession, which we claim through Augustine of Rome, who was sent by the Holy See, Holy See, S-E-E, not S-E-A, but S-E-E. If you know anything about the Holy See, the Roman Catholic Church claims to be the Holy See. Because of that contention, we hold dear and inviolate our apostolic succession, which we claim through Augustine of Rome, who happened to be the stooge of Gregory the Great, the Pope at the time, who was sent by the Holy See to England to establish the English Church. Aside from succession through the Western stream, this college also holds this same succession through the Syrian Orthodox stream, what's called the Eastern stream. So the Joint College of Bishops has two streams of succession, or claim to have two streams of succession. And because of that, they claim to be the legitimate organization in the church. So let's play this again. Let me play this for you again. Let me break it down, because most people don't know what J. Delano Ellis is saying, but I know, and I'm going to break it down for you. And he's promising, he's given this gentleman succession, or claims to be giving him succession. So let's listen.
Thou art called of God. Nice. And we believed the recommendation,
yes,
and received the report. We lay hands on you now. We touch your head. We pass on to you apostolic succession, the blessedness that comes with this office.
But what blessedness is that? Because only blessings come from God. Blessings don't come from Rome. Blessings don't come from harlot Rome. Blessings don't come from mystery Babylon. Blessings don't come from the mother of harlots. Blessings can only come from God. There's no blessedness to an office that is sanctioned by the mother of harlots. There's only curses attached to that. Only a curse. Eternal damnation. Now, what is apostolic succession? Apostolic succession basically is the fairy tale. It's a myth. It's a myth that Jesus laid hands on his apostles laid hands on their disciples, and those disciples of the apostles laid hands on another group, and so forth and so on. And for 2,000 years, you can actually trace your succession. You can actually see the apostles and those who followed them laying hands on one group, one generation after the other. And so J. Delano Ellis says, listen, here's your scroll, here's your parchment. It shows all the names of the people that came before you, all now from you to me, now to the Pope, the current former Pope, John Paul II, and we can trace all the way back through all the popes in history until we come to the Apostle Peter. That's the Western stream of apostolic succession. And we can do the same thing. We're going to give you another parchment that shows that we laid hands on, because we have two streams of succession. We laid hands on you, and somebody laid hands on us, and we can trace our succession all all the way back to St. Thomas. St. Thomas is the apostle that gives us the eastern stream of succession, and Peter is the apostle that gives us the western stream of succession. So we have two streams of succession. But you see, this is all a lie made up by Rome. Made up by Rome. So this is the first thing you need to know about apostolic. And I wrote two books, by the way. By the way, listen, there are, when you get the book from me, Jackass Church Bishops, you will discover when you get the book, Jackass Church Bishops, and where is my picture here? Let me just pull this up. Let me go to Jackass Church Bishops. There are two books that are part of the 22, two key books that are part of the 22 books that I want to give to you and everybody. I want everybody to get these books in the black church. If you're going to an African-American church, these are books that I want you to get and I want you to read because they will bring you out of darkness. The first book that I wrote, there's 22, but I wrote two books dealing with the myth, the fable, the satanic fairy tale of apostolic succession. The first book is called Satanic Succession. Satanic Succession, showing how the Joint College of African American Bishops has as its chief consecrator Satan, the father of all damnable lies. Again, the main title of the book is Satanic Succession, how these bishops actually succeed Satan. The secondary title is explaining how the Joint College of African American Bishops has as its chief consecrator Satan, the father of all damnable lies. Now, you can remember back in John 8:44, where Jesus said to the religious leaders of the day, "You are of your father, the devil." So who consecrated those religious leaders? The devil did. They thought they were of the seed. They said, "Well, our father is Abraham." No, Jesus says, "Your father is not Abraham. You cannot claim succession back to Abraham." That's what they were trying to do. They were trying to say, "Listen, we can trace our lineage back to Abraham." And Jesus says, "You're mistaken. You can do that in the natural, but in the spiritual, you have satanic succession. You are of your father, the devil." And I break that down, and I show how the Joint College of African American Bishops has satanic succession, not apostolic succession. That's the first book. The second book is called Simonic Succession, and Simonic has to do with Simon Peter, because J. Delano Ellis and his band of bigoted bishops, they claim that they have the Western stream of succession, that they can trace themselves all the way back to Peter. Well, Simon Peter, for that matter. And this book is called Simonic Succession, showing how the Joint College of African American Bishops really succeed Simon Magus. You remember Simon the Magician in Acts chapter 8? Okay, that's where we get the word simony, where you sell spiritual gifts or you sell healings or even you sell offices, you sell positions. That's where the church historically gets the word simony. Anything for sale is simony. Ecclesiastical orders, ecclesiastical positions, ecclesiastical titles, if they are for sale, that falls under the category of simony. Who started simony? Simon Magus, Simon the Magician. So really, the members of the Joint College of Bishops, they don't succeed Simon Peter. They succeed Simon Magus and Simple Simon because they're so stupid. They're so retarded. So really, they have two streams of succession. One, the chief consecrator is Satan. He's the chief consecrator. But the two co-consecrators is Simon Magus and Simon Simple Simon. And those are the two books that deal specifically with Simonic succession. So I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to elaborate on it right now. I'm not going to get into a heavy study. I just want to break down this video here. All right. So let me pull that up again. Where are we? All right. Here we go. The consecration. Here we go. Let's go back and let's listen to what J. Delano Ellis is promising this guy, and I'm going to break it down for you, and we'll be done. I just want to talk about apostolic succession today, because that's the whole selling point. That's why people are joining J. Delano Ellis, because he's been telling them, you're not a real bishop. If you want to be a real one, if you want to be a legitimate one with full credentials that no one's going to question, you need to join our organization if you're black, because we're tied into Rome, and Rome is granting us apostolic succession. Here it is. Listen to this.
Are called of God.
Nice.
And we believed the recommendation,
yes,
and received the report. We lay hands on you now. We touch your head. We pass on to you apostolic succession, the blessedness that comes with this office.
Okay, three things. Going to keep it basic. Three things about apostolic succession. Number one. You cannot find apostolic succession in any of the 27 books of the New Testament. You can't find it. You cannot find apostolic succession in the New. You can't find it in the book of Hebrews. You cannot find it in Paul's letters. You cannot find it in Peter's epistle, in James' epistle, in John's epistles. You can't find it in the gospel. You cannot find the concept of apostolic succession anywhere in the New Testament. It is not a New Testament doctrine. That's number one. Number one. The term diadoche, the word succession in Greek, is nowhere to be found. It is completely absent in the New Testament. You can't even find it in the Septuagint. In the Old Testament Septuagint, you cannot even find diadoche, the word diadoche, which speaks of succession. The concept is both foreign in the New Testament and in the Greek Old Testament. Nowhere to be found. It is not a biblical concept, number one. That's the main thing you need to understand. J. Delano Ellis is promising you something that you can't even find in the Bible. Can't find it. That's one. Now, the scripture that they give for apostolic succession, which is one scripture, but it doesn't have the Greek word diadoche. You can't find it. It's not here. The one scripture that they give, and it's not talking about apostolic succession at all. This is what Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2. And the things that you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. This is the scripture that the Roman Catholic Church uses for succession, but no, succession is not there. The word committing, we are committing the gospel to other faithful teachers. No one is succeeding us. We're just committing to them the message of the gospel. We're entrusting them with the message, but they're not succeeding us. They're just being entrusted. Verse 2 again. Of chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. And the things which you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. There's nothing here about succession. There's nothing here about following Paul. There's nothing here about Paul following Timothy, and then Timothy, the people that Timothy following Timothy. No, they're all following Christ. We're not tracing ourselves back through human beings. We're not going from this preacher to Timothy, from Timothy to Paul, from Paul. No. It says here in verse 1, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, not in the grace that is of Paul. You're not succeeding me. You come directly from Christ. You don't come from, you don't succeed from me. You succeed from Christ. There is no diadocha here. There is no, to succeed means to follow. We all follow Christ. The second thing that I want you to know is that the concept of succession, the theory of succession, appears in the year 170 AD. 170. This means almost 200 years after the church was established, almost 200 years later, does this idea of succession appear. It appears outside of the New Testament community. The New Testament community is gone. This concept appears after all those saints that once lived when Christ and the apostles were around, they all died. We can narrow it down from the year 170 to the year 200 after Christ's birth. 170 to 200 AD. That's the second thing you need to understand. It's not part of the early church. It comes 200 years after the early church. Almost 200 years after the early church. And number three, the third thing you need to know, that the first group that was using this term of succession, the first group that was using it was the Gnostics. Oh, you didn't know that one, did you? You didn't know that one. You see, the Gnostics claim to possess secret traditions handed down to them from the apostles. That was their claim. To counter that claim, the church said, no, we are the ones with the real teaching of the apostles. We are the ones. So notice, who introduced succession? The Gnostics did. And the church should have rejected it outright, but what the church did was the church slipped up and said, well, we're the ones who succeed the apostles, not you. And that's how we came into the church. So notice, number one, you cannot find the idea of succession, of us succeeding men, because that's what apostolic succession is you can trace your ministerial lineage from yourself all the way back to Simon Peter. Well, Christ did not establish his church on Simon Peter. Christ established his church on himself. So if you're stopping at Simon Peter, he's not the rock. Christ is the rock, not Peter. You see, that's, again, if you're stopping at Peter, as J. Delano Ellis does, that's Roman Catholic theology, where you're stopping at a man instead of going to the God-man. So number one, the whole concept is never found in the Bible. This concept of succession is not found in the Bible. That's number one. And remember, the Levites were not succession. The Levites were hereditary. You had to be a Levite. You had to be a son of a Levite to be a Levite. You had to be of the tribe of Levi. So it had to do with hereditary traits, being part of that tribe. So that's not succession. The word is hereditary. So even in the Old Testament, you can't find that. And then secondly, so one, you can't find it in the New Testament, nowhere. Secondly, this concept appeared in the year 170 to 200 AD. That's the time frame where all of the church historians basically would agree that this is where the idea of succession came in. This is how you find it first in the church. But the first, number three, the first groups to introduce it, like 11, was the Gnostics. The Gnostics were a heretical group who claimed that you needed to have special revelation and special knowledge to be saved. And the Gnostics were a wicked group, a doctrines of demons group. And sadly, the church adopted the word succession from the Gnostics and then said, no, we succeed the apostles, when they should have said, no, we don't believe in succession. Succession is not a biblical concept. So we're going to leave it there. And see, these are the little things that Mr. Scales should have researched during his time when he was designated bishop-elect. These are the things he should have studied. But as you can see, he's an idiot preacher. He's a dunce preacher. He's a fool preacher because he didn't do his research. You know, if you're going to buy a house, if you're going to buy a house and you go to a bank and a bank wants to give you a mortgage and you don't do your research about that mortgage, if you don't find out what, if you're all excited because the bank's going to give you a mortgage and you don't even find out what the word mortgage means, do you know that the word mortgage comes from the word death? It's a French word. Mortgage comes from the word death. You keep paying till you drop dead. And even after you drop dead, you didn't pay for the house. And the longer the mortgage, the more money the bank makes. Oh, goodness gracious, I got a 45-year mortgage and the payments are so low. Yeah, but you die before you pay it off and the bank makes a boatload of money from you. Didn't you investigate? Didn't you find out what a mortgage is? Didn't you find out the interest rate? Didn't you find out how much you're going to pay over a 30-year period, over a 45-year period, even if you get a 10-year mortgage? Find out how much you're going to pay. The payments have got to be through the roof. You see, people don't do their research. They get so excited because they're going to get elevated. Oh, I'm going to be elevated. I'm going to be made a bishop. But what are you joining? Didn't you read the fine print? Didn't you go to the Bible? Don't you have some books on church history? Didn't you read on apostolic succession? No, Mr. Scales didn't do that. Why? Because he didn't remove the scales from his eyes. He just got so happy because J. Delano Ellis, the chief jackass of the Joint College of African American Jackasses, looked his way and said, "We're gonna make you a bishop. And you're gonna be one of us, and you're gonna be part of this elite group." But he got hoodwinked. Well, my brothers and sisters, listen, right now, as it stands, we only did 45 seconds. That's all we did. All we did was 45 seconds of this audio. The day before, I did a minute on the audio. Today, we just did four, and we just did a little show here, a little show, because we're breaking this down. We're breaking down everything. Remember, we talked about how J. Delano Ellis anointed his head, anointed his ears, anointed his big finger, anointed his feet. For what? For nothing. Because he's still stupid. Anointed him and changed him into a jackass. That's what he did. And then today we're looking at apostolic succession, and I broke it down. And I just show you how now this Lafayette Scales is chained. He is chained to Rome. He is now a disseminator of Roman Catholic lies. He has to be because now he's part of the club, and now he has to talk like J. Delano Ellis and dress like J. Delano Ellis and function like J. Delano Ellis. And how does J. Delano Ellis function like? How does he talk like? Like a stooge from Rome. So we're going to leave it there. We only did 45 minutes today. We got 15 more minutes to go. We're going to break this baby down, and we're going to show that when I call somebody a fool, an idiot, a jackass, a moron, it's not idle talk. I'm talking on, and I'm classifying people because I'm standing on solid ground. God bless you, saints. Love you much. Get the book, Jackass Church Bishops. Email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com to get your copy of Jackass Church Bishops. I'll get it off to you in a flash. God bless you. Does seek to work us woe.